也很高兴，很荣幸今天能在这里。
In my role with our family of churches, I get to go to many churches.
啊，因为我在我们的教会大家庭当中的这个地位呢，我可以有机会到很多的教会当中。
But I think this is my first time being here on a Sunday morning that I'm aware of.
但是这却是第一个主日的早晨，我到这家教会来。
And I particularly enjoy it when it's multiple languages, multiple ethnicities.
啊，那我非常能够享受呢，尤其是当我们当中有多种语言、多种民族在敬拜。
That's a reflection of what Canada is today.
这是正好是加拿大今日的加拿大的一个完美的写照。
But much more importantly, it's a reflection of what heaven will be.
这也是很重要的，就反映到我们将来的趋势。
So I'm not sure if we'll be singing in different languages in heaven.
那我不知道在天堂我们是不是也会用不同的语言来歌唱。
But even if we do, I think they'll sound the same.
但是就算是我们是用不同的语言，我相信听起来都是差不多的。
And I look forward to being able to sing in tune, whatever the language.
那我也很期望我能够用各种各样，不管什么语言的那个曲调一起来歌唱。
It'll be good.
那将会是非常美好的。
And so you know, Brad, it was a very sad introduction.
Pastor Brad 给我做了一个很忧伤的那个介绍。
Because my dog Diesel died this week.
因为我的狗 Diesel 这周刚刚去世了。
So now I may not be able to speak, and it will be your fault.
那我因为忧伤，如果今天不能说的话，那是 Pastor Brad 的责任啊。
So you can talk to him about that later. He should be up to date on his website info.
Okay. 所以大家接下来可以去跟 Pastor Brand 来沟通一下啊，因为他的信息需要更新。
If you have your Bibles, you can look please in Joshua chapter 6, a very famous story.
如果大家有圣经的话，可以搬到约书亚记的第六章。
And we will read it together in just a couple of minutes.
我们大家花时间一起来读，接下来几分钟大家自己来阅读。
But join me in prayer first.
那么先我们大家一起来祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们天上的父。
Our God.
我们的上帝。
You've gifted us in so many different ways.
你在各种各样的方式上面恩赐我们。
Most significantly through your Son, Jesus Christ.
最重要的是通过你的独生子主耶稣基督。
And we're so thankful that you call us together in his name.
我们非常的感恩你用他的名召聚我们。
From whatever part of the world you call us.
不管是从世界的任何一个部分。
And that call always focuses in the one place, in the one cross, in the one person.
这样的呼召都是聚焦在一个人、一个地方、一个十字架。
So we pray that you would call us again today.
所以我们祈祷今天你会再一次的呼召我们。
To serve you with our whole heart.
用我们的全心来侍奉你。
To trust you more than we are capable of on our own.
能够超出我们自己所能的来信靠你。
So we ask you to speak through your word in Jesus' name.
我们祈求奉主耶稣基督的名，你自己向我们说话。
Amen.
Amen.
I have three sons.
我有三个儿子。
Which is a great blessing, usually.
这个通常来说应该是说是一个很大的祝福。
Only one of them lives at home currently.
现在呢，只有一个儿子还住在家里。
But while they were at home, they liked to watch TV too much.
但是当他们在家里的时候呢，他们太喜欢看电视，看得太多了。
They particularly liked to watch the History Channel.
他们特别喜欢看历史频道。
And so I would say to them regularly, you need to stop watching the History Channel.
所以我常常会跟他们说，你们需要停止看这个历史频道。
Because there are people in life who watch history, and there are people in life who make history.
因为在历史上面呢，有人是缔造历史的，而有人只是观望的。
And when you spend too much time on the TV, it's all watching, no making.
那当你花很多的时间看电视的时候呢，那你就只是观望，而不是在创造历史。
And I believe that God has called us to be people who make history.
我相信神呼召我们是让我们成为历史的缔造者。
And those who make history are often defined by the first step they take in a particular direction.
那这些创造历史的人往往是由他们向着某一个特定目标迈出的第一步而定义的。
Because our first step starts us on a road of no return.
因为他们的第一步往往就踏上了一条无法回头的路。
And that can be true in very positive ways, that can be true in more difficult ways as well.
这一点无论从积极的方面还是负面的、消极的方面来讲都是很真实的。
So perhaps you've had internal conversations.
也许你会有一些内心的对话。
Where you said, if I do this, if I say this, if I go there, there is no turning back.
那你可能会在说跟自己说，如果我这么做，如果我这么说，或者我如果去那里，可是这一切都没办法回头了。
It's the line that once crossed is difficult to return from.
就好像一条线，你一旦跨过去，就没有办法再回来了。
It's starting on a highway, realizing that there's very few exits once you get on it.
它也好比你在开车在高速公路上，然后你就会意识到，一旦你上了这个高速公路，可能很远都没有出口。
It's deciding to tell the truth or not tell the truth.
这也是关于做一个决定，你是说实话呢，还是不说实话。
It's saying I will forgive or I will not forgive.
也是说你说我是会宽容，还是我永远不饶恕。
It's committing resources to investment, knowing you're going to win or lose.
是把你的所有的资源放到一项投资上，知道你的结果或者是输或者是赢。
It's choosing a medical treatment, knowing you can only choose one.
这也是关于你做一个关于治疗的选择，而且你知道你只能选一个。
It's the kind of decision we make that once made, it's difficult to go back.
这一类的决定，我们知道，当我们一旦做出了这个决定以后，就很难再改变了。
I made a decision in 1987. I had a choice between being a pastor.And going on to become a professor, and chose a pastor.
在1987年，我就面临这样一个选择：是做博士呢，还是做牧师呢？是做教授呢，还是做牧师呢？结果我选择了做牧师。
I had a choice in 1990 to go to an existing church or to plant a church.
那1990年呢，我又面临这个选择：我是就待在这个现在的教会呢，还是去再植一个新堂？
I had a choice in 2007 to continue in a church or to take this role with a family of churches.
那在2007年，我又再次面临一个选择，是待在当时那个教会呢，还是接受现在的这个职位，就是做联会的领导者。
And every one of those first steps set a direction for years to come.
那我们每个人所迈出的那个第一步，就为了今后若干年呢，给我们设定了一个方向。
And they define to some degree the way that we will make history.
那么也决定了在一定的程度上我们会创造怎样的历史。
And when I use the term making history, I realize some people don't like that idea.
那当我这么说创造历史的时候呢，我知道有些人呢不喜欢这个概念。
They have no ambition to do that.
他们没有那样的雄心去创造历史。
And sometimes there's great wisdom in that.
那这当中呢是也是很智慧的一个选择。
And it's true some of us are not wired to be initiators of action.
确实我们当中的绝大多数人并不是一个天生的领导者。
But I would argue with you today that we don't really have a choice.
但是我仍然要主张，今天我的主张是我们其实并没有选择。
That every one of us who is in here today makes history every day.
那我们今天在这里的每一个人，每一天都在创造历史。
And the only thing that changes is the scope or the size or the direction of our influence.
这个唯一的区别就是我们所创造的这个历史的范围、大小和我们影响力的方向。
Every day we're making history in our family.
每一天我们在我们的家庭当中创造历史。
Every day we're making history where we work.
每一天我们在我们工作的场所创造历史。
Every day we're making history in our church.
每一天我们在我们的教会中创造历史。
And in our family of churches.
还在我们教会的大家庭当中创造历史。
And it's important to recognize it.
这一点我们要很重要的，我们要认识到。
I'm 12 years into the role that I do with Fellowship Pacific, which is the church that you are part of a family with.
那我到目前为止，我在这个浸信会联会太平洋分会当中服事已经有12年了。
And every time I speak to any one of our churches,
每一次当我跟我们当中的任何一个教会讲道的时候
，I remind them that we are in the business of making history for the glory of God.
我都要提醒大家，我们是在做荣耀神的创造历史的工作。
We're in the business of pursuing the mission of Jesus Christ.
我们要追求的是主耶稣基督的大使命。
We're in the business of seeing people's eternal destiny changed.
我们要看到人们永生的这个目标，他们改变。
We're in the business of seeing disciples develop who will reproduce.
我们要看到这个门徒，他们能够得到成长，并且能够结果子。
And every time we do any of those things, we are making history, changing history for people.
那每当我们在做这些事的时候，我们都在创造历史，在为人们改变历史。
And if our churches are going to do that,
如果我们的教会要做到这样
If your church is going to do that,
如果你们的教会要这样做
You won't just come in on a Sunday morning and watch history, you'll choose to make it.
你就不会只是在星期天的早上进来来观看历史，你会选择去创造它。
You'll recognize that you have a responsibility to do so.
你会意识到你有责任这么做。
And I believe that's true in our own lives as well.
我觉得这在我们个人的生命当中也是很真实的。
Our walk of faith works on a first step kind of principle.
我们个人的信心的路程也是走在，也是有这样一个第一步的原则。
And to some degree, we all struggle with that idea. Certainly, followers of God have struggled with it for centuries.
那很多时候呢，我们常常在这件事这个概念上有挣扎，包括很多耶稣基督的追随者，他们也都在这件事上挣扎了很多个世纪。
So God would say to Israel, "Go out of Egypt, and I'll protect you."
比如说神说你们要出埃及，我会保护你们。
And Israel would say, "Defeat the Egyptians, then I'll go out of Egypt."
那以色列人怎么说呢？你先把埃及人打败，那我就出来。
God would say, "Turn back, or enter the water, and I'll turn back the Jordan."
神说你们要进到河中去，我会把约旦河水分开。
But the Israelites prefer him to turn back the Jordan, then they'll get in the water.
但是以色列人希望呢，神先把约旦河分开了，然后他们再下到水中去。
And it was a recurring theme throughout Israel's history.
那么在以色列的历史当中，我们就看到同类似的一幕一再的上演。
Where if God acts first, then I'll believe.
那首先是神先提要求，然后我相信。
And God says, "No, believe, and then I'll act."
然后但是神说。不是，你们要先相信，然后我会有作为。
That's not just a distant idea.
这个不是一个很遥远的概念。
It's an idea that is pervasive in Canadian Christianity today.
这在加拿大的基督教发展的历史当中也是很有说服力的。
Regardless of our background.
不管我们是来自于什么样的背景。
So we still have people in our churches.
我们在我们的教会当中仍然有这样的人。
Who will say to God things like this.
还在对上帝这么说。
God, give me lots of money and then I'll be generous.
神啊，求你给我很多钱，然后我会很大方。
They'll say, God, give me confidence and then I will speak to other people about Jesus.
神啊，求你给我信心，然后我可以向其他人传讲耶稣。
They'll say, God, make me brave and I'll invite people to my church.
神啊，求你让我勇敢，然后我可以邀请人到教会来。
God, give me more time and then I'll be able to serve.
神啊，求你给我更多的时间，好让我来服侍你。
God, give me courage and then I'll be obedient.
神啊，给我勇气，好让我可以顺服。
And God says that's not how it works.
但上帝说，这不是不是这样的。
That's never been how it works.
这从来就不是这样子。
Because that's never about faith, that's always about what you already see.
那不是信心，那是只是说你看到了什么。
And I'm not trying to minimize the reality or the fear that can come in being first step kinds of people.
我不是说要低估这个现实，来低估那些迈出第一步的人他们所面临的困难。
When Israel left Egypt, there was a very real danger they would die.
那当以色列人他们离开埃及的时候，确实是有很真实的风险，他们可能会死。
When they crossed through the Red Sea, there was a very real danger they could drown.
那么当他们穿过红海的时候，是很现实的威胁，他们可能会被淹死。
When they crossed the Jordan to enter the Promised Land, there was a real danger that it was in flood season and they could be hurt.
那么当他们要越过约旦河进入那应许之地的时候，当时因为是高水期，所以很有可能他们会被冲走。
But it remains true that those who make a difference for God, those who are history makers, are people who risk to take the first step in faith.
但是这也再一次提醒我们了，当这些人他们迈出第一步要改变历史的时候，what did you say?
People who make a difference for God take that first step.
Yeah, 所以他们为神做出不同的当他们迈出这第一步的时候，他们都是承担了风险的。
And it's important to remember that wherever we are in our walk with God,
所以很重要的对我们来说，就是不论我们在这里，不论我们在哪里，当我们为神做工的时候，
there is always another first step.
总是还有下一个第一步。
There is another time where we have to make a choice to risk, to trust, to have faith.
总有下一个时间，下一个时机，我们需要相信神，然后来承担这个风险。
And that is true for your church as well.
这对我们的教，对我们的教会也是很真实的。
So look with me at Joshua chapter 6.
让我们大家一起来看约书亚记第六章。
It's a very famous story where Israel had entered the promised land and was challenged by the need to take the city of Jerusalem.
这是一个很著名的故事。当以色列人他们已经进入了
Jericho, sorry.
Yeah.以色列人已经进入了应许地，他们面临着这个耶利哥城的挑战。
And Jericho was a strategically important city for Israel to take as they entered into the promised land.
耶利哥是一个很重要的战略要地，是以色列人进入应许之地的第一步。
It was situated in the Jordan Valley.
它位于约旦河谷。
It was at the bottom of ravines and roads that led up to the high ground in Israel.
它在那个溪谷的源头，也是一那个通向那个高处的道路的源头。
And Israel needed to gain that high land if they were going to win the war of taking the promised land.
那以色列人必须占领高地啊，才能够赢得这场战争，夺取这个整个应许之地。
And if you read through the book of Joshua in its whole, you'll see it's divided into three different campaigns in that one war.
如果你读了整场约书整本约书亚记，你就会看到这个整场战争实际上是分为三大战役。
There is the drive to take the high ground in the middle.
有一个就是要推进到从中间推进到那个高地。
Which divided the opposition.
然后把那个对立双方分开。
Then they had a campaign in the south.
然后他们还有在南地的战斗。
Then a campaign in the north.
还有在北方的战斗。
But to get to that high ground in the first place, they first had to capture.Jericho.
那要进入到那个高地，首先他们必须攻下耶利哥。
And Jericho is the most famous of the ancient fortified cities.
耶利哥是一个很有名的，自古以来就是住房的城市。
It's not a huge place.
不是一个很大的地方。
It's about 6 acres of a footprint.
总共就只是六英亩。
But it was the oldest fortified city in the region.
但是是那个地区最古老的设防城。
It was a double-walled fortress.
是有双层的城墙。
The walls were over 20 feet high.
墙超过20尺高。
And 25 feet wide.
25尺宽。
But if Israel was to succeed in taking the promised land, the land that God had told them was theirs, they first had to encounter and deal with Jericho.
但是以色列人要得到这个应许之地，得到这座神应许要交给他们的那个城呢，首先他们必须要攻下耶利哥。
This was the first step in taking the land.
这是夺取这地的第一步。
Although it was a new first step.
这是也是一个崭新的第一步。
Because they had to take the first step of leaving Egypt.
因为他们他们在前面已经有了一个第一步呢，就是离开埃及。
They had to take the first step of believing God to enter the promised land.
然后他们再有第一步，相信神来进入这个应许地。
They had to take the first step of crossing the Jordan.
他们在迈出第一步，越过约旦河。
They had to take the first step of devoting themselves to God while in the land.
他们在经过第一步，就是进入这个地的时候，把自己全然的奉献给上帝。
But this was the first big war.Big fight they had to have in that land.
但是这是他们进入这块土地上以后所要打的第一场重要的战役。
And they take a very strange approach to it.
那他们却是采取了一个很奇怪的方法。
If any of you have read Sun Tzu,
你们很多人读过。
Yes, The Act of War, the book from Sun Tzu.
孙子战书。
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, him. It's not a theology book, but it's a book.
不是一个理论，但是是一本书。
He talks about 5 ways of capturing a fortified city.
他讲到有五种方法能够攻下一座城。
You can use ladders and go over the top.
你可以用梯子从上面进去。
You can break through the walls.
你可以打穿城墙。
You can tunnel under.
你可以从底下挖隧道地道进去。
You can starve them out.
也可以把他们围攻饿死。
And you can trick them.
也可以骗城骗。
But what you don't do is what Joshua did.
但是呢，没有一处提到约书亚的这种做法。
So read with me, beginning in Joshua chapter 6, we'll read the first 7 verses, then jump over to verse 15.
Okay, 那我们大家翻到约书亚记第六章，我们先读第前七次，前 seven.
One to seven.
One to seven, yeah. 先读第一节到第七节。
It says, Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites.No one went out, and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have all the people give a loud shout.Then the wall of the city will collapse, and the people will go up, every man straight in. So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests and said to him, Take up the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and have 7 priests carry trumpets in front of it. And he ordered the people, Advance, march around the city, with the armed guard going ahead in the ark of the Lord. He goes on and explains how they did that.
大家刚才已经在那个 PowerPoint 上看到中文的 第一章到第七章，看到他们是怎么安排这个绕城的。
And how they marched around it every day.
他们每一天都是这样的绕城行。
And then we'll pick up the story in verse 15.
然后我们继续看第十五节。
Where it's written, on the seventh day they got up at the daybreak, and they marched around the city seven times in the same manner, except that on that day they circled the city seven times. The seventh time around, when the priests sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the people, Shout, for the Lord has given you the city and all that are in it are to be devoted to the Lord.
请把 PowerPoint 翻到第十五节。
It's an interesting story.It's a very strange approach.
Sorry. 所以在第十五节呢，这个经文就继续讲这个故事，讲到到第七天的时候，以色列人呢还是同样的行，但这次他们绕城七次，然后到绕城七次的结尾，约书亚吩咐百姓说：“呼喊吧，因为耶和华已经把城交给你们了。”所以我们看到这个。真的是很奇怪的一个战术，跟我们前面读到的那种五种常规方法都非常不一样。
Thank you. You're doing great.
Thank you.
Hang in there. This is not normally how you capture a fortified city.
这绝对不是你常规的去攻下一个筑防城的方法。
But the story is told in a particular way.
但是这个故事呢，用一种很特别的方式讲述给我们听。
With a particular emphasis.
特别的强调。
To teach us two important things,
要就是要给我们两个非常重要的教训。
About first step kinds of people who will trust God and move forward.
就是关于那些能够迈出第一步的人，他们都是这样的信靠神，然后推进。
And the first thing this story teaches us,
那么首先第一件事，这个故事所教导我们的
is that every spiritual first step is characterized by faith.
就是每一个属灵的第一步都是有信心来定义的。
We never take a step forward for God and become makers of history without faith.
我们永远不可能迈出第一步，为了上帝来创造这个历史，却没有信心。
And you remember from Hebrews chapter 11.
大家记得希伯来书第十一章。
Where the author to the Hebrews, or who wrote Hebrews, said faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
这个希伯来书第十一章，它的作者说到，信是所见、所信未见之事的实据。
We're more or less
确信。Something like that 是不是说你
it's something like that
不是说你看见了才相信，而是你还没有看见，但是你已经确信了。
See, faith is like me believing you're saying what I'm saying.
Yeah, 就是好像那个 Pastor David, 他不知道我说的是什么，但是他相信我说的是对的。
Substance of things hoped for, hoped for.
就是说你信是看你信的是什么哈。
That's what we see also in Joshua chapter 6.
那在同样的那一点，我们在约书亚记第六章里面也看到。
The capturing of Jericho was not difficult for God.
对，要攻下，要夺取耶利哥城，对神完全是没有困难的。
But it was very important for Israel to learn faith.
但是对以色列人却是非常重要的，好让他们可以学习信心。
It was important for them to learn to trust.
对他们来说很重要的去学习信靠。
And the way they captured the city was all about faith.
他们这个攻取这个城的方法就是全在于信心。
And it's pointed out to us in this passage.
在这个经文当中就这样为我们指出。
In many different ways.
用不同的方式都向我们显明。
In verse chapter 2, or verse 2, you can read, See, I have delivered Jericho into your hand, which is what the Lord said to Joshua.
那么在第二节当中，神就说，我已经把耶利哥城交给你了，这是神对约书亚说的。
The words are important. I have delivered.
那么这个神这么说的，我已经交给你了。
The tense of those words is a past perfect.
这个时态，神用的是过去完成时。
It means that the battle was already won.
那么这个意思就是说，这场仗已经打赢了。
Before the fight ever started, God had delivered Jericho to His people.
在他们开始征战之前，神其实已经把耶利哥交给以色列人了。
And no matter what the battle would look like, it would always be about faith and trust that what God had promised, God would do.
那么不管这个战争进行当中的过程到底是怎么样的，这一切都是关乎神应许给以色列人的，神怎么样来做。
We see a number of indicators, other indicators as well.
我们还看到在其他几个地方也有这样的显示。
The number 7 is very important in this chapter.
这个数字七呢，在这一章是特别重要的。
It's used 14 times.
在这里，这一章里出现了十四次。
There are seven priests.
有七个祭司。
Seven trumpets.
七个号角。
Seven days.
七天。
Seven trips around Jericho.
那么绕城七次。
And seven trips around Jericho on the seventh day.
而且在第七天就绕城七次。
Because seven in the Old Testament often means divine completeness.
因为七这个数字在旧约圣经当中，代表的是神圣的完全。
And God wanted Israel to know this was all about Him and not at all about them.
所以神是要让以色列明白，这一切都是关乎上帝，而不是是关于他们的。
You see as well that as they marched around Jericho, the Ark of the Covenant was in the middle.Of the people of Israel.
大家也看到，当他们绕城行走的时候，神的约柜是在以色列队列的当中。
Just like when they crossed the Jordan River, the ark was in the middle of the river as everybody walked by.
那也同样的，当他们跨过约旦河的时候，这个约柜就立在河的中间，等着所有的以色列人过去。
It was a reminder: don't trust in yourself; you trust in God.
这也是提醒我们，不要相信你自己，你要相信上帝。
We see in this story that the war trumpets were not used.
大家也看到，在这个故事当中，大家并没有，他们并没有用战斗的那个号角。
Rather, they blew the jubilee trumpets.
然后他们吹的反而是喜乐的号角。
And they were made of ram's horns.
他们是用羊角做的。
And they were used at the feasts of Israel to proclaim the presence of God.
一般是用在以色列的圣宴当中来宣告上帝的同在。
And they were to be quiet as they walked around.
当他们绕城的时候，他们要安静。
Until the seventh time on the seventh day,
直到第七天绕城七次以后
when they were to shout loudly, proclaiming that this is about God,
让他们才能够大声的呼喊，宣告这是关于上帝的。
The entire thing is an exercise in faith.
这整件事情都是在他们在训练他们的信心。
In fact, when we read the story, it doesn't tell us that Joshua ever told Israel what was going on.
那我们读整个故事，我们看到约书亚从来都没有告诉过以色列人这个故事会怎样的发展。
And the people would walk around Israel, some of them probably wondering, "What are we doing?"
那么人们就这样绕着这个耶利哥城去走，他们当中肯定有人心里在嘀咕，到底在干什么
？There were many people in that group of Israel.
在那一群以色列人当中有很多的人。
And as they walked around the 6 acres that was Jericho, some would be finishing the walk before others even started.
当他们绕的那个总共才六英亩的那个耶利哥城的时候，那有些人刚开始，可能有些人已经走到头了，走了一圈了。
It was the ultimate experience in going in a circle.
那这个整个体验就是彻彻底底的，就是绕的圈子。
And they did it over and over.
他们就这样绕了一圈又一圈。
And sometimes we read these stories like they're, A fable, not a real life story.
有的时候我们读这个故事，可能容易把它当成一个寓言，而不是真实的故事。
And it helps us to put ourselves into it.
那就让我们代入性的来思考。
So imagine you were in that group walking around Jericho.
想象如果你在那一队绕着耶利哥城行走的人当中。
If it's me, I'm a bit skeptical.
如果是我呢，我个人比较是怀疑主义的。
So the first day I would walk around and I would think this is a good idea. We're getting the lay of the land.
那第一天走的时候，我可能想，这个主意不错，我可以勘察一下地形。
I get up the second day, think we were going to attack Jericho.
那第二天的时候，我想我们差不多就可以攻击了。
And Joshua says, "Oh, today we're going to walk around the city."
那但是约书亚还是说，今天我们还是绕着城走。
And I might think, "Oh, let's double check. Maybe that's a good idea."
那我就说，对，我们再来和勘探一下，这也是一个好主意。
But I'm not sure.
但是我并不确定。
The third day, I get up and Joshua says to me, "Hey, why don't we get up and walk around the city?"
那第三天的时候，约书亚还是说，来，让我们上去绕城走。
And I start to think Joshua is too much of a chart and planning person, not enough action.
那我就开始觉得约书亚有点太谨小慎微，是缺乏行动的。
Fourth day, I get up and Joshua says, "Oh, I have an idea. Today, let's walk around the city."
第四天，约书亚还是说，我有个主意，让我们上去绕城走。
And I'm starting to get irritated.
那我就开始觉得有点不耐烦了。
The fifth day, I get up, and what does Joshua say?
那第五天，我又起来，那约书亚又说什么呢？
He says, "Oh, let's walk around the city."
他说，哦，让我们再上去绕城走。
And I'm starting to think Joshua is afraid.
那我就开始觉得，约书亚是害怕了，他只是胆小。
He's not sure we can take this city.
他不太确定我们能够攻下这座城。
On the sixth day, we get up and we're thinking, finally, let's take this land, let's take this city, let's take the land that God has promised us.
那到第六天，我想，哎呀，终于我们应该来发起进攻了，让我们来夺取这个神所应许的这座城、这座地、这个地。
And Joshua says, "Hey, let's walk around the city."
约书亚还是说，让我们来绕城走。
And I stayed in bed.
那我就赖在床上不起来了。
Because I'm kind of tired of this.
我觉得我受够了，我不愿意再干了。
And the seventh day, we get up.
到第七天，我们又起来。
And Joshua says, "Okay, today we take the city. We're going to walk around it seven times."
到第七天，约书亚说，今天我们还是要绕城走，而且今天我们要走七次。
And it seems funny to us that that would be the way they would take the city.
那大家听起来都会觉得用这种方式来攻城真的是太滑稽了。
And most of you I don't know very well.
那你们当中绝大多数人我并不了解。
But I do know people.
但是我确实了解人。
And I know some of you would not be happy.
我知道你们当中有些人不会开心的。
Some of you would be very crabby.
啊，你们当中有些人会很多的抱怨。
Some of you would be doing a lot of muttering about your leader.
你们当中有些很多人可能会在后面嘀嘀咕咕讨论你们的领袖。
And you'd be saying he doesn't have a clue what he's doing.
你们可能会说他根本不知道他要干什么。
Because we're people.
因为我们都是人。
But Israel had to learn a lesson.
但是以色列人需要学习一个教训。
And the lesson was this.
这个教训就是。
That the key steps of faith and the first steps of faith.Are never about what we can or cannot do, but only about what God can do.
信心的第一步永远不是关于你能做什么，不能做什么，这都是关于神能够做什么。
Our first steps of faith are never about us.
我们信心的第一步永远不是关于我们自己。
They're always about God.
永远是关于神的。
And when we start to think that we can move forward based on what we are doing.
如果你觉得啊，基于你现在所做的东西、所做的事情，你觉得你可以推进
，We've missed the point. It's about what God is doing.
我们就错失了那个一点，就是说，这实际上是关乎神在做什么。
And when God calls us to something,
如果神呼召我们做一些事
，God can do it.
神就一定会做。
And God is in the business of teaching us faith.
而神主要是要。教导我们如何信靠他。
And so he regularly does things in ways we would never do them, so we can't miss the point. This is all about God.
所以他常常他行事的方法是超乎我们的常规的思维和想象的，就是为了教导我们，这一切都是关乎上帝的。
Faith by its very nature is not centered in us, it is centered in the person of God and His Son, Jesus Christ.
神的信心的天性就是一点，就是说。这不是关乎我们的重点不在我们而是在于神的上帝的独生子耶稣。
So spiritual first steps for you, for me, whether they're small or they're big,
所以信心的第一步对于你对于我来说不论它是大是小
are not determined by our feelings,
不是由我们的感觉来决定的
they are not determined by our resources,
不是由我们的资源来决定的
by our abilities,
由我们的能力
by our confidence in ourselves,
或者我们的自信。
Spiritual first steps are always determined by what we believe about God.
这个信心的第一步永远是关于我们信靠的上帝是怎么样的。
Because spiritual history making is an act of faith.
这个所有信心的历史的缔造都是关于信心的行动。
So that's the first characteristic we learn from this story.
这是这个故事当中我们所学到的信心的这个属灵第一步的第一个属性。
The second characteristic is this.
第二个特性
Every spiritual first step is also characterized by devotion.
每一个属灵的第一步呢，也是由这个奉献来决定的。
And so, in good ways and in ugly ways, we see that in this story.
不管是它动人的一面，还是说它残酷的一面，我们都在这个故事当中我们可以看到。
There are no halfway measures with God.
对于神来说，没有折中之道。
When God calls us, He calls us to wholesale, 100% sold out devotion to Him.
当神呼召我们的时候，他呼召我们百分之百的全人全心的奉献给他。
Nothing halfway.
没有50%打折扣的。
Nothing partway.
也不是半途而废的。
He calls us to be all in.
他让我们全心的投入。
We can see this in verse 20 in Joshua chapter 6.
大家可以读约书亚记。第六章的第二十节。
And I'll read verse 20 and 21.
我们一起来读二十节和二十一节。
It says, when the trumpet sounded, the people shouted, and at the sound of the trumpet, When the people gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed, and so every man charged straight in, and they took the city. They devoted the city to the Lord and destroyed with a sword every living thing in it, men and women, young and old, cattle, sheep, and donkeys.
于是百姓呼喊，祭司也吹角。百姓听见角声，便大声呼喊，城墙就塌陷。百姓便上去进城，个人往前直上，将城夺取，又将城中所有的，不拘男女老少、牛羊和驴，都用刀杀尽。
They use this word devoted.
这里他用到这个词devoted 啊、中文就是献给、奉献给。
The word that appeared in verse 17 as well.
这个同样的词在第十七章也出现过。
It means that everything in Jericho when they took the city would be consecrated to God.
就是意思就是说，当他们夺取耶利哥城的时候，这城中的一切都是献给神的。
When they took the city, everything would belong to God.
当他们夺下这个城的时候，这城中的一切都是属于上帝的。
And they wiped out everybody and everything.
他们要杀尽所有的人，所有的活物。
And it's an ugly story of war.
这是战争残酷的一面。
And it asks all kinds of difficult questions to us.
同时也就考问我们各种各样不同的有难度的问题。
And why God would require that.
那我们可能会问神为什么要这么要求。
And that would be a very good sermon for Brad next week.
这个Pastor Brad 可以就这个问题，那下周做一个很好的证道。
He'll be answering that difficult question.
他会来回答你那个困难的问题。
For today, this is what I don't want us to miss.
那但是今天呢，我不想让大家错过的教训是。
Whether we like it or we don't.
不管我们喜不喜欢这个故事。
Whether we think it's good or bad.
不管我们认为它是好还是坏。
God demanded.Wholesale, sold out, nothing held back, devotion.
那上帝要求的就是全身全心的，没有保留的奉献。
Because God is a loving and a caring God.
因为神是慈爱的神。
But he is also a holy and a powerful God.
他也是圣洁的大能的神。
And he accepts nothing less than our best.
他要求我们把最好的献给他。
And sometimes we take this demand far too lightly.
那有的时候我们对这个要求呢，处理得很轻忽。
But there are no halfway measures with God.
但是我再次说，对于神来说，没有折中的方案。
They were not for the people who lived in Jericho.
那这些这个命令不是针对耶利哥城的人呢。
But neither were there was it acceptable for Israel.
他对耶利哥城的人是这么要求的，对以色列人来说也是不可以接受的。
So if you think the standard was too high for Jericho, remember the standard was exactly the same for Israel.
那如果大家觉得神关于耶利哥城的这个要求太高了，大家要记住，神的这个要求对所有的人，对以色列人都是这么高的。
God promised all of Canaan to Israel.He promised the entire country, the promised land.
Oh, okay. 神是把整个迦南地都应许给了以色列人。
And he punished all of Israel for 40 years in the desert for their disobedience.
那他也是因着以色列人的不顺服，惩罚了所有的以色列人在旷野当中40年。
So before Israel ever entered the promised land, an entire generation of Israel had to die out in the desert because they wouldn't trust God.
那么在以色列人进入迦南地之前呢，整整一代的以色列人都死在旷野当中，就是因为他们不顺服神。
Remember that he destroyed all of the Israelites who worshipped the golden calf at Sinai.
大家也记得在西南山，他因为以色列人呢敬拜那个金牛犊，他把所有敬拜金牛犊的人，以色列人都杀了。
God demanded that all of the tribes be involved in the conquest.
那么神也要求所有的支派都参与这场征战。
All of the law had to be kept.
所有他的命令律法都要被遵循。
All of the heart had to be devoted to God.
所有的人心都要献给神。
And God demands that same standard from every nation throughout the earth.
神对这个全地上所有的民族这个要求都是一样的。
Every nation.
所有的民族。
And every person in every nation.
而且各邦各族的每一个人。
And he demands the same from us today.
他也同样的要求今天的我们。
And God saved people who turned to him then just as he does today.
那神过去怎样拯救来归向他的人，他也今天在做同样的救赎的工作。
And as Israel entered this land that had been promised to them,
当以色列人进入这片应许之地的时候，
they were reminded that not only must they behave in faith, trusting God,
他们就神就提醒他们，他们不单是要信靠神。
They must be wholly devoted to Him, nothing held back.
他们必须完全的、圣洁的把自己献给上帝。
And the first steps for us in making spiritual history.
所以，我们当我们创造属灵的历史当中的时候，第一步。
In our lives,
在我们的生命当中
in our families,
在我们的家庭当中
in our communities,
在我们的社区
in our churches,
在我们的教会
in our family of churches,
在我们的教会大家庭当中
in the world around us,
在我们周遭的世界当中
those first steps will always be about faith and devotion.
这些所有的第一步永远都是关于信心和我们对神的奉献
And I hope it's obvious to you.
我希望到这里大家都已经很清楚了。
That wholehearted devotion always walks hand in hand with true faith.
这个全人全心的奉献永远是和信心密不可分的。
It's impossible for us to have true faith in God if we are not entirely devoted to Him.
我们如果不是完全的奉献给上帝，是不可能有全然的信靠的。
And if we are wholly devoted, we will always walk in faith.
如果我们真的是全人心的奉献的话，我们肯定会靠着信心来行走。
So the question for your church,
所以我今天要问我们这个教会的问题。
The question for your families,
要问你们家庭的问题。
The question for you,
问你的问题。
And the question for me,
还也问我自己。
Is am I wholly devoted?
就是我是不是真的是把自己全然圣洁的奉献。
Will I act in true faith?
我是不是靠着真实的信心来行动？
What walls have to come down for you?
对你来说，什么样的墙要推倒？
By you acting in faith.
靠着你信心的行动。
By you acting with complete devotion.
靠着你全然的奉献的行为。
Holding nothing back.
不保留任何事情。
Believing that if it's going to happen, it will be about God and not about you.
你明白，你相信，如果这个事情要实现，这是关于上帝的，是上帝的作为，不是你。
Is it questions about your commitment to God?
这是一个关于你对上帝的奉献的问题。
Is it a question about you giving your life to Jesus?
是不是你会把你自己的生命奉献给耶稣？
Is it about willing to be baptized, as Pastor Brad talked about earlier?
是不是你愿意来接受浸礼，就像刚才那个 Pastor Brad 提到的呢？
Is it about getting involved in service?
还有就是关乎你是否要参与侍奉
or leadership,
或者带领
or making difficult choices to trust God,
或者做一个困难的选择尽管是困难的但是你仍然选择信靠上帝
At times for all of us it is scary and not natural to do dangerous things
当这个对于我们的本性来说，这个当时间这样的时候呢，就是要能够完全的信靠上帝是很让人担心的、害怕的。
But your church does not exist just to be here, just to meet on a Sunday morning.
但是我们的教会不是为了存在而存在，只是为了这个星期天的主日来存在。
Your church exists to fulfill the mission of Jesus Christ that He has given to this church.
我们的教会存在是为了完成耶稣基督托付给我们教会的使命。
Your church exists to see lost people give their lives to Christ.
那我们的教会存在是为了看到那些失丧的人们，然后把他们的生命来献给上帝。
Your church exists to see reproducing disciples grow and reproduce.
是看到能够培养门徒，然后他们能够成长，能够再结果子。
And to truly do that will take faith.
如果真的要做到这一点，必须要有信心。
It won't be what you're comfortable with.
这个不是我们能够很舒舒服服的就做到的。
It won't be what you feel you can do.
这也不是关于你觉得你能够做到。
That's why it will have to be about God and not about you.
这一切都是关乎上帝，不是关乎你。
That's why it will have to be about wholehearted devotion, not just halfway.
这也就是为什么说必须要全身心的奉献，而不是只是三心二意。
So the question for you is, what is God calling you to do?
那我要问你的问题就是，神呼召你要做什么呢？
And it's always going to be about faith and devotion.
不管他呼召你做什么，这总是关乎信心和奉献。
And there's always going to be another step.
而且永远还会有下一个第一步。
Another first step that will define the history making for the rest of your life.
那永远还会有下一个第一步来决定了你余下的生命的这个方向。
A while ago, I watched an old movie on television.
不久以前呢，我在电视上看了一部旧电影。
I had not seen it before.
以前我没看过。
Called Steel Magnolias.
叫做铁木兰。
It's an old movie of Julia Roberts.
是 Julia Roberts 演的一部老电影。
It was described as the funniest movie that will ever make you cry.
这部电影他们评价呢是最有趣的一部电影，但是却会让你掉泪。
And it was the story of a group of women in southern United States.
这个故事讲的是美国南部的一群妇女。
And Julia Roberts plays a character named Shelby.
Julia Roberts 她演的这个女性的角名字呢叫做 Shelby.
And her doctor and her family do not. Shelby is a newlywed.
Shelby 刚刚结了婚。
And her doctor does not want her to have children.
医生叫她不要有孩子。
Because she has a bad case of diabetes and it will put her health at risk.
因为她有很严重的这个糖尿病，怀孕的话会让她的生命受到威胁。
And in the movie, there is a powerful scene.
在这个电影当中有一个很感人的一幕。
In which Shelby finds that she is pregnant.
因为那个时候呢 ，Shelby 就发现她怀孕了。
And she's incredibly excited.
她非常的兴奋。
Incredibly happy that she's going to have a child.
她很高兴，终于她可以有一个孩子。
And she runs to tell her mother this great news.
她就跑去告诉她的母亲这个好消息。
But instead of sharing her joy,
但是她的母亲并没有分享她的欢乐。
Shelby's mother gets very angry at her daughter.
Shelby 的妈妈变得很生气。
She's furious that she would risk her own life in that way.
她觉得女儿居然要这样来冒生命的危险，她觉得非常的震怒。
And the mother is not willing to trade the life of her daughter for a grandchild that she's never met.
因为她的妈妈不愿意让她的女儿用自己的生命去换一个孙子辈的孩子。
She couldn't deal with the risk.
她觉得她不愿意面对这样的风险。
And in the movie, Shelby says to her mother.
但在那个电影当中 ，Shelby 就对她的妈妈说。
She says, "Mama, don't you understand?"
她说：“妈妈，你难道不理解吗
？”I'd rather have 30 minutes of wonderful than a lifetime of nothing special.
她说：“我宁愿度过30分钟美妙的生活，也不愿意一辈子就是很平庸。
”And that struck me in the movie.
在那一刻，那个电影就打动了我。
That too many of us live our lives.
那我们当中的很多人，我们的生命是怎么样的呢
？We live our spiritual lives.
我们是怎么样过我们属灵的生命的呢
？For nothing special.
我们平庸碌碌无为。
So we risk nothing.
我们不冒任何的险。
We don't push ourselves beyond our own boundaries.
我们不督促自己去越过做一些越界的事。
We look at what we cannot do rather than what God can do.
我们看到的总是我做不到的事情而看不到的是神能够做什么。
We hold back on our devotion.
我们把我们的奉献呢都保留着。
To play it safe.
就是都是靠安全来行事。
Sometimes I frustrate myself.
有的时候我对自己也都觉得很沮丧。
And maybe you do this as well.
也许你也有同样的感受。
Because I feel like I'm living too small.
因为我觉得我活得太怎么说太谨小慎微了。
And sometimes I think it's an unfair burden to go through life and think I'd like to be a maker of history.
有的时候呢，当然就是如果我这个一生，我老是要想着我要做一个历史的缔造者，这也是一个重负。
But I believe this is what God teaches us.
但是我相信神要教导我们的。
That when I became a history maker in the scale, in the scope of my own life.
当我在我自己的生命当中，在我力所能及的范围内创造一些历史。
God can use that in the scale and the scope of the world.
那么神就可以把那个用在他永恒的国度当中。
And so I want to be a maker of history.
所以我还是想成为一个创造历史的人。
If only in the context of my own world.
即使只是在我所处的范围内。
If only with my own family.
只是在我的家庭当中。
If only with my wife and my three sons.
只是跟我的太太和我的三个孩子。
If only in the church that I attend.
只是在我参加的教会当中。
If only in the fellowship.
即使只是在联会当中。
And our family of churches.
在我们教会的大家庭当中。
And I tell myself it's worth the risk.
我就告诉我自己说，这一切的冒险都是值得的。
Because I would rather 30 minutes of special than a lifetime.Of nothing special.
因为我宁愿度过30分钟的精彩，也不愿意一生无所作为。
But even that goal sometimes seems too high.
但是这个目标有的时候看起来真的是很遥远。
Too lofty to think about.
哪怕是想一想，好像也太高远了。
But there's something I can do.
但是呢，有一些事情是我可以做的。
Something I can do today.
今天就可以做的。
Something you can do today.
也是你今天就可以做的。
As I can choose a life of faith today.
就是今天我就可以选择过一个信心的生活。
I can choose a life of devotion today.
我可以今天就选择过一个奉献的生活。
I can choose it right now.
就是现在，我可以做这个决定。
And I can take my next first step.
然后我再去迈下一个第一步。
And that will set me on a direction.
会帮我设定未来的一个方向。
Set me on a path.
让我走上一条路。
That God can use.
是神可以使用我的道路。
And if Christ is in you.
如果耶稣基督在你里面。
If you are indwelt by the Spirit of God. If you are dwelt within you.
因为神的圣灵在你当中，住在你里面。
Then you have the courage and the character to do the same.
那你就有这样的勇气，这样的品格来这样做。
I encourage you to make history.
我鼓励大家来创造历史。
Don't spend your life just watching it.
不要浪费你的生命只是在观望。
And let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we see throughout history.
神啊，父神啊，我们看到历史当中。
With Israel over and over again.
在以色列当中一而再再而三的
with the disciples of the New Testament.
我也在新约圣经当中的门徒当中
with the Apostle Paul.
在使徒保罗身上
with other followers of you throughout history.
在历史当中你所有的追随者身上
that we are people who struggle to take the next first step.
我们都看到我们是一群为了下一步挣扎的人
so forgive us for not acting in faith.
求你饶恕我们缺乏信心。
Forgive us for not being wholly devoted to you.
求你饶恕我们，我们未能够全然圣洁的奉献给你。
And we pray through the power of your Son in us.
我们祈求你的儿子的能力领导我们。
Through the work of your Spirit transforming us.
借着你圣灵的工作来改变我们。
That we would learn to give ourselves wholly to you.
让我们能够学习把自己全然的献给你。
To fulfill your mission for the church.
就来完成你给教会的使命
and your call upon our life.
你对我们生命的呼召
and we pray this in the name of your son.
我们的祷告是奉你的儿子的名
Amen.
Amen.